AVS Media Demo.
Been approached by Veronica and her great act of charity and love and compassion toward him in bringing that towel, that cloth, to put upon his face so that he, the sweat and dirt and all the other things of
AVS Media Demo.
Disrespect that were shown to him as he'd been walking along at that particular point from all of his suffering from before and then after the condemnation and walking the way toward Calvary, that she wanted to be able to at least do something for him. And so as
AVS Media Demo,
she wiped his face with that, with the cloth, and he imprinted on it, as tradition says, three different images, like a threefold, three folds on the cloth. Because in Spain, in
AVS Media Demo,
and in Rome, they all possess the complete image in those particular cases, all bearing with it the tradition of having come from Veronica and what had taken place. So it just seems that this is what it was that had
AVS Media Demo
reward Veronica for her great act of love and charity. The house of Veronica on this road that winds through Jerusalem, and sometime, if you can ever see a map, in some of the older Bibles,
AVS Media Demo,
the city of Jerusalem, and even some of those Bibles, they have it outlined, at least on a map through the city, how it is that our Jesus, or the way of Calvary, the Via Dolorosa, was, so we can kind of get an idea, and then even mark with it.
AVS Media Demo,
where the various events of the Stations of the Cross took place. So even though it's from a top point, and it's a map view, at least we get an idea of where certain events took place and even how
AVS Media Demo
certain events were as they happened. And this is what comes up with the 7th and 8th and 9th stations that we're about to review this evening. Veronica's house was on the road going out of Jerusalem. It was heading toward what is called
AVS Media Demo,
name for it. And it's through that gate that anyone, any of the condemned, had to pass in order to get to Calvary. According to Jewish and Roman laws, no execution of criminals could take place within the city. The Jews, for the
AVS Media Demo,
and the temple had been there. For the Romans, it was the capital city, and there should not be executions inside it, but outside the city walls. So in this area, the Jewish and Roman laws were the same. And so
AVS Media Demo,
and going through the last part of the road that leads out of this judicial gate, as it's called, it seems that the soldiers made through at that time, at least tradition says, that the cross was
AVS Media Demo.
He was going to be put to death soon. It was important for him, especially as he comes through the judicial gate and then heads toward Calvary. It just is a symbolism of doing that, that this represents that he is a condemned criminal.
AVS Media Demo.
Carry their crosses with them. So even though he suffered greatly, even though he was greatly weak, and the aid from Simon of Cyrene was great to help him, still, he was coming closer to the judicial gate, and they had to get him
ready. AVS Media Demo.
He's going to be ready to suffer from justice. And so the procession stopped. They even stopped the two thieves that were up ahead. The procession stopped, and Simon was told to take the cross off and place it.
AVS Media Demo.
Simon knew by this point, remember I mentioned last week how compassion touched his heart as he saw Jesus suffering and knowing that he suffered for things that he did not deserve. And at one point when he complained on
AVS Media Demo,
told toward the end there, he willingly carried it because he knew he must, he knew he should, to relieve that part of the suffering and pain that Jesus was going through. So this time when the Roman soldiers stop the procession and tell Simon
AVS Media
take the cross
Demo
off your shoulder and put it back on his, they hadn't walked very far. I can't even say it was 200-300 yards from the point where the cross was put on Simon's shoulders, and now he's told to take it off.
But AVS Media Demo.
So everything has to be in order. According to tradition, at this particular point, there were few people around. There were still parts of the crowd that were mocking Christ. The Roman soldiers were there. The Hebrew soldiers were there.
AVS Media Demo.
Who had to be there. But it seemed like the Pharisees, the chief priests, those who began this procession, weren't there at that point. Did they go on to Calvary? We're not sure. Did they go take some kind of a respite, you know, something to drink? And
AVS Media Demo.
Because they knew even if anyone is crucified, it takes several hours for them to die. So they had some time before they would be there to watch him die. Whatever it was, the crowd wasn't as big, at least with the Jewish high priests, the chiefs,
AVS Media Demo.
And also some of the Jewish people that had been present. But there was still plenty, enough people that were there. So the cross was placed back on Jesus' shoulder, and he began to walk. As most of these ancient roads,
AVS Media Demo.
If you've had a chance to see, even in our country where 100, 150 years ago, they made roads out of rock or stone, and how even they are. I think we even still have a few roads like that, streets here even in Spokane.
AVS Media Demo.
Have never been paved yet because out of respect for their age. But they're rough. But even these ones we had were made over 100 years ago have nothing of the roughness of them, having been well worn over.
AVS Media Demo.
At that time, especially the road that led to the judicial gate, because that was an area that was well traveled. Not just with people going to judgment, but even people coming in from that part. There was a main road that went across. Through Jerusalem.
AVS Media Demo.
And so a lot of people would come into Jerusalem through that gate as well. So it was a rough road. And I don't know if it was because of time, because they didn't want to, whatever it was, they just didn't repair it, didn't fix it. The Romans looked on it, this is Jerusalem, it's the
Jewish AVS Media Demo.
Repair the roads, because the Romans were great road builders. And the Jews, well, either they didn't think they had time, or because of various other things, the roads hadn't been repaired. So it was rough. Uneven, so. So as Jesus puts
AVS Media Demo
to steady himself and take a few steps, he starts to stagger, largely because of the unevenness of the road. He's weak, yes, from the loss of blood. He's weak from all that has been done to him. He hasn't rested.
AVS Media Demo.
Even just listening to the jeering voices of the people. The angry voices, the enemy lies that were insulted against him, seeing his mother suffering the way he did. All of these
AVS Media Demo.
Upon him. And so there'd be a particular weakness about that. Weakness of body, not of soul. He knew he must accomplish his Father's will by dying on Calvary. He had to prove to you and to me and for all mankind.
AVS Media Demo.
This was the price of sin and how much God loved us to bear this burden. To go through this price, even though it was so great. And so here's Jesus. He starts to try to get his footing, and then he just can't.
AVS Media Demo.
This is his second fall. Now the Roman soldiers around start to curse and swear. The temple guard, maybe the Romans who are with the two thieves, are already out in the distance. Maybe they're already...
AVS Media Demo.
I don't know. But we do know this. That the Romans still did not want to help a Jewish person who was being condemned to death. They had no desire to do that at all. They were pulled out of
AVS Media Demo.
On this a few stations ago. They didn't expect to have to do an execution on this. They knew they were going to be overnight because the Passover with all the people there. They just knew they had things and this was some extra thing thrown at them. And they were upset at it. So
AVS Media Demo.
Jewish man fall to his knees, the first thing they start to do upon themselves is to curse and swear. We want to get this over with, they would be saying. This needs to be done and gone. He's got to get a Calvary as soon as possible.
AVS Media Demo.
He has to carry his cross, but we're not going to carry it for him. He has to bear it himself to show to everybody that he truly is someone who's been condemned to death. They start to argue among themselves.
AVS Media Demo.
Reach over and help Jesus up and then put the cross back up on him, steady him and help him to walk. None of them. Not any of the Roman soldiers. They wouldn't do anything like that. Again, for fear of what this...
AVS Media Demo.
Passover. They knew all the laws, the Jewish laws at this particular time of the year. They were angry. They wouldn't do any of that nature. So they... Again, continue to talk among themselves. You almost imagine the Roman soldiers gathering together.
AVS Media Demo.
and saying, no, we're not going to do it. No, you're in charge. No, you should do this. No, you were walking next to him next when this happened. And starting to point out to each other whose fault it is that he would not rise, that he had fallen.
AVS Media Demo.
Other things, arguing amongst themselves. And you know when people do that, have you ever been involved in getting a little crowd together and everybody's arguing about what else should have done and did do and whatever? The very person you're talking about, something may change.
AVS Media Demo.
Or some other things happen, you know, recognize you're paying too much attention to yourself, which is what the Romans did. What they fail to see here is that as they were arguing among themselves, Jesus
AVS Media
no one
Demo.
Else's help. Nobody at all. Nobody else's help. He struggled. He got up from his knees to an almost standing position, took the cross back upon his shoulder.
AVS Media Demo.
To walk. You can imagine the surprise on the part of the soldiers. They've been saying, who can do this? All of a sudden, Jesus rises up from this fall and continues to go forward. Weak.
AVS Media Demo.
But he's going to do it because he's determined. He can't die here. He will not die here. He must die on Calvary for the fulfillment of all prophecy. I guess the Roman soldiers were...
AVS Media Demo.
To see such an event happen. Whatever it is, whatever it happened, they're yelling at themselves, they broke up from this crowd, and got the procession going on again.
AVS Media Demo.
We've been talking about each station. There's a grace that's attached to that. One of many. Spiritual writers give us many, many graces that come from stations of the cross. That God won for us in a great abundance.
AVS Media Demo.
We reflect and meditate upon the stations of the cross bit by bit. We start to discover what one or more graces might be. That all the help that you and I need in our spiritual lives to overcome sin, to grow in virtue.
AVS Media Demo.
In this station is given the grace to rise up after a fall. And to begin again. I can't tell you how many times over the years.
AVS Media Demo.
Well, Father, I'd already fallen into a mortal sin, so it was no big deal to do it again. I mean, I was already sinful, so I had to go to confession anyway. And a few
AVS Media Demo.
Make it worthwhile to go to confession. As if that's the language Catholic should have. Such people who fall through mortal sin.
AVS Media Demo.
Who will not make the efforts to get out of sin as soon as they should and can. We brought this up a few weeks ago too. Asking in a Sunday sermon, just when is it? How long do you think that we should have a mortal sin in our soul before we have to go to confession?
AVS Media Demo.
Say immediately. If we love God, if we serve Him, we must restore sanctifying grace to our souls, or else we are not true living children of God. And if we keep delaying it more and more,
AVS Media Demo.
Let ourselves go down and will not rise up. The power is there for it to do it. If we love God, if we are sorry for sins, if we want to overcome sin and temptation in our lives and gain the grace that comes only from confession.
AVS Media Demo.
But so few do that. So few. Well, I mean, there's so many. Let's put it this way. So many would rather be in a state of sin and last in that state of sin for a long, long time.
AVS Media Demo.
Not gaining grace at all. Not growing in merit. Being an enemy of God for all that. Putting themselves in the potential of danger for their own salvation. Because you and I never know when God's going to call us to eternity.
AVS Media Demo.
And say, well, I can't get to confessions not until Friday, not until Saturday, not until Sunday, whatever. Okay, maybe so. But here's something that can be done to demonstrate that like Jesus, we will rise up from this fall.
AVS Media Demo.
Even if it's out of weakness, whatever the reason for it, we will rise up out of this fall to reestablish with back in ourselves that we are determined to go forward And at the earliest opportunity I can get to confession, I will.
AVS Media Demo.
Right now, here today, I will formulate in my heart and soul the dispositions necessary for a perfect contrition. That means I so love God that I'm sorry for having offended.
AVS Media
Demo. Yes, dear God, I was weak and I'm sorry, but I'm not just going to let it stay there because I know me. If I let that sin rest upon my soul, if I do not rise up, even at this moment, to make this perfect act of contrition, not knowing whether or not God, I have
AVS Media Demo.
Rightly to take away soul, that's why I must go to confession. But still, right now, here today, I'm going to rise up. I've fallen, I'm going to rise up, and I'm the only one that can do that. It's me.
AVS Media Demo.
Make that act of contrition, and now make my life, from this point on, ready to carry the cross with Jesus and to be ready to be on guard. I've shown to God, I'm sorry, I have fallen.
AVS Media
yes,
Demo.
I need to go to confession. Yes, I know that. But I also understand that if I prove that I am sorry for this sin, there's a disposition of my heart and soul.
AVS Media Demo.
Living for love of God. Move me quicker, not only to go to confession, but have such strong dispositions when I go to confession, the grace will come to me not to fall again. So this
AVS Media Demo.
We can pray for as we reflect upon this second fall of Jesus Christ and how he picks himself up, weak as he is, puts that cross back on his shoulder and continues on the way to
God. AVS Media Demo.
The road, as it winds through the last part of the city to get to the judicial gate, comes to one last corner before the road takes a straighter path and heads out the gate. As Jesus
AVS Media
down this
Demo.
Road, and he sees in some places some of the crowd is there and jeering him or whatever, there's a smaller crowd right in the corner. As the road, the main road, makes a turn, it's like a crossroads, two others, another road.
AVS Media Demo.
He sees a crowd of people there. And the crowd seems, the other crowd, the mocking crowd, the Jewish Pharisees and all these people, they're starting to grow a little bit. Because they've heard how Jesus fell again. They don't want him to die right there. They better go follow this.
AVS Media Demo.
But there's this crowd in the corner. It's made up some men, mostly women. Understand, these are not the followers of Jesus Christ. These are not the holy women. These are not some of the other men whom the scripture
AVS Media Demo.
Of our Lord. We have the apostles. We have the 72 disciples. We have about 11 or 12 holy women who follow and help Jesus and the apostles and disciples wherever they go. That's not who these people are. They are not
AVS Media Demo.
Ones. We've already seen them earlier, showing their love and compassion. We will see them again on Calvary. But here, before they leave the city, here's this crowd. These are people.
AVS Media Demo.
In Jesus Christ, despite all the stories that have been told about him, how much his enemies had said about him in every way, they still believed in him. Yeah, there are sometimes in executions and in funeral.
AVS Media Demo.
Among the Jews, there were professional mourners, people who were paid to cry, because that's what you expected, especially from women. As condemned mourners go along, or funeral processions go by, and so forth, that's not who these people were.
AVS Media Demo.
If any of these women were paid to cry, something changed in their hearts. This was Jesus whom they had known. Their tears for him began to be more real and not something that were fake that they had learned to do.
AVS Media Demo.
They were among the people who had listened to Jesus before over the 3 years or more as he had preached even in Jerusalem or elsewhere, listened to his message, were moved in their hearts by their message, but they didn't follow Jesus publicly.
AVS Media Demo.
Of the Pharisees and what the Pharisees would say if they saw them there and or because they knew if they followed Jesus, they would get thrown out of the synagogue. We saw that even in Sanhedrin, there had been those like
AVS Media Demo
come to Jesus by night so they would not be discovered as being even among this ruling body and favoring Jesus Christ. They didn't want it to be known. And that's how it seems about this small group of friends and sympathizers.
AVS Media Demo.
What we learn from this, and what tradition is very quickly to tell us about it, is that whenever Jesus sees people suffering or crying, he can't help but reach out or
AVS Media Demo
to comfort them in their sorrows. Read the scriptures. Look at all the events of his public life. How many times has he not come to heal someone who is in tears? Someone who is sick.
AVS Media Demo.
As a reward for faith, he helps them. He reaches out. He touches those who are truly in sorrow, if you will, watching Jesus suffer in so many different ways.
AVS Media Demo.
He reaches out to them, speaks to them, comforts them, even as in this case, it's obvious he's the one that needs to be comforted. But Jesus
AVS Media Demo.
Roman soldiers, he could hear them, were anxious to get out of the gate, up to Calvary, get this crucifixion done, so they can get back to other business. He knew that the Roman soldiers,
AVS Media Demo,
around him, if they saw him come up to these people that were mourning and saw him that he would stop, at least to say a few words of comfort, they would get extremely angry at him. He'd have to bear
AVS Media Demo
more mocking words, cruel words, cursing at him, because he dared to stop the procession. But he would do that because he's God. He would prove to them he was in charge.
AVS Media Demo.
He would prove to them that compassion and care for the sorrowful knows no end, knows no reason for not doing it.
AVS Media Demo.
A few minutes spent in charity is what we're obliged to do. And no matter what they would say now, he would stop the procession even for a minute to do this act of compassion.
AVS Media Demo.
And then move on. And that's what he did. And the words that he spoke to them demonstrate that he is still the one in charge.
AVS Media Demo.
He has been scourged, crowned with thorns. He has all these things to suffer as he carries his cross to Calvary. Condemned to death for wrong reasons, absolutely immoral reasons, yet still condemned.
AVS Media Demo.
But he still has within him the depth to show the majesty of him, that even when he is sorrowing, he will not say to them, "You don't know what I'm suffering. You don't know what
AVS
I'm going
AVS Media
through.
Demo.
Your sorrows are nothing compared to mine," like we often do. When we see somebody else hurting, and we won't go help them because maybe we are in pain too. But we're ready to tell them.
AVS Media Demo.
Just stop crying. Get over it. Offer it up. No compassion, no love, no charity comes out of our hearts because we are so selfish. Not with Jesus. He stops. And he says these words.
AVS Media Demo.
Weep not over me, but for your children. Remember, these are not the disciples. These are not of his followers, but they are still friends of his. And he's going to give them some words of warning of what is coming. He's
AVS Media Demo.
It's in St. Matthew's Gospel. He's already warned them, and he will warn them even further before he ascends into heaven, of what will happen to Jerusalem, to the temple. He's told the apostles things. He's wept over
AVS Media Demo.
And now, he's going to warn even his friends now. Something is coming. Something so terrible is coming. That this is what people are going to start to say.
AVS Media Demo.
He says, "For the day will come when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren. Blessed are the women who never gave birth to children, because of having to take care of children at this time.'"
AVS Media Demo.
And the wombs that have borne not, and the breasts that have not nursed, blessed are them. They're going to say that. Because we only have responsibility for ourselves in such terrible times. How do I help children through such terrible times when I have to go through them?
AVS Media Demo.
He says, people are going to say that. He says, they're going to also begin to say, mountains, fall down upon us, cover us. Help us through this. Because the suffering is so terrible, I'd rather die.
AVS Media Demo.
Down. Hills that are out there, cover us over. He's telling these women and the few men that were there, there's something coming that is so, so terrible.
AVS Media Demo.
You are in tears right now for seeing him. There is a worse time coming. And then he comes up with a statement. He says, for if the green wood...
AVS Media Demo.
What shall be done in the dry? He's referred to wood and trees and things like that often during his public ministry. If when the trees are bearing fruit and all taken care of by the ones...
AVS Media Demo.
And all that are green, and yet they're still torn down, and even in their green have to be, you know, taken and ripped up into shreds and things of that nature, for probably no other good reason, say that they were just green and showing forth fruit. He says, if there are...
AVS Media Demo.
Put me to death. And it's in the green wood that I'm here among you right now, teaching you. There is no real reason to put me to death. No good reason. If they're going to do this in the green wood, then what will they do?
AVS Media Demo.
I am gone. When they don't have my apostles around them as much, when they don't have my teaching to strengthen them, what will they do in the dry? If they're going to be so wicked right now, you...
AVS Media Demo.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because in the dry, when I am gone, they're going to think that it's safe. And as he had warned his apostles, there are people who are going to put you to death thinking they do so in service.
AVS Media Demo.
You've suffered nothing up to this point. Pray that if you're alive in those times, you'll be able to make it through.
AVS Media Demo.
Jerusalem's destruction in 70 AD by the Roman soldiers. Perhaps of the persecution, 300 years of persecution. The other things, the heresies that afflict the church and all these things, whatever it was he was speaking of and looking out to the future and warning.
AVS Media Demo.
If in the green wood they will do this, what will they do in the dry? One grace to pray for. If you have a daily missal,
AVS Media Demo.
In the back. We rarely go to them because we have keeping the liturgy in the parish and have only one mass usually a day, except on some days. We continue with the liturgy of Lives of the Saints, Lent like we're doing it, and so forth. We don't often have an opportunity.
AVS Media Demo.
I will try to do that from time to time because they are great devotional aids for us to help us with it. Well, there's one devotional mass in the back. Introit, oration, epistle, gospel, all the other prayers there. All calculated
AVS Media Demo.
On purpose for the gift of tears. That you and I will learn how to cry for our sins. Not be so hardened in heart that we will not be moved at the sight of Jesus being crucified.
AVS Media Demo.
The cross and reflecting how much he has suffered for me and my sins. That I will not be moved by all that. No. I'm going to be hardening my heart. Oh, I'm so sorry, God. I'm going to do a confession. I'm sorry for all my sins. I'm heartily sorry, absolutely, really, for all my sins.
AVS Media Demo.
Not do them again. But every now and then, people who truly have gotten the grace of the love of God in their hearts are so touched by the evil deeds of their sins.
AVS Media Demo.
In sorrow for what they have done. Saints have done it. Even people who haven't been saints, lived good and holy lives, have done it. Some real strong sinners have done it. Mary Magdalene and others.
AVS Media Demo.
Tears just came forth automatically. I'm not trying to push it and force it. You know, we don't do that. But we pray for the gift it's called. The gift of tears. sometimes it takes tears to move our
AVS Media Demo.
Anyway, this is something to pray for. Not blurting out tears in the presence of other people, so being pat on the back, oh, don't be so sorrowful, it isn't that bad.
AVS Media Demo.
And cry only in His presence. And gain the reward of strength and love and compassion. Because you're doing it before Him, not others. I tell you, if you even get a little
AVS Media Demo
gift of tears in your heart, however hard it might be towards sin, it'll break it, just like taking ice and smashing it down. It will break that cold, cold heart that we have.
AVS Media Demo.
The soldiers were caught off guard when Jesus went to the weeping women of Jerusalem and the few men that were there, this little crowd. But as soon as they kind of gathered themselves back together and Jesus had finished,
AVS Media Demo
pushed him along, turned him, put him roughly back. How dare you stop? And all the other cursing and swearing back at him that continued on at that time. They moved him forward. They weren't that far. The judicial gate is maybe 20 yards
away. AVS Media Demo.
It's not that far, but it's so far for a man who is weakened as much as he is, carrying that heavy load of the cross on his shoulders, made all the heavier by our constant sins. And so Jesus
AVS Media Demo.
To the judicial gate, and he falls one more time. A third time now he falls. It doesn't take long for that, but I'm talking about the second fall to that where the corner is. Can't be more.
AVS Media Demo.
And then from that corner to where he fell again, maybe another 10, 15. Not very far for him to go. Half the length of a football field. And there he is.
AVS Media Demo.
Weakness has so gotten to him in so every way. And they see him fall. The soldiers fall and see him fall. They're not going to be as the way they were before. Calvary is just right.
AVS Media Demo.
Right now, they can see that people are getting things ready on Calvary for the three condemned prisoners coming. They can probably, if they get over the noise of the crowd, hear the things being prepared.
AVS Media Demo.
The soldiers is so close. It can't end here. They won't get paid. Pilate will punish them for letting this criminal die here instead of on Calvary.
AVS Media Demo.
Supposed to. So this time, the soldiers do pick him up, put the cross back on his shoulders and try to steady him as he walks through. And right now, he's coming through.
AVS Media Demo.
The official act of judgment is now placed upon him. Even though it was spoken by Pilate before, and he's been in procession all this time for being a criminal, it's once he passes.
AVS Media Demo.
Now he's found to be guilty. He's bearing his cross. He's coming through that gate. The only place left to go now is Calvary. No turning back now.
AVS Media Demo.
For this third fall of Jesus. You and I need to learn the lesson of unrepentant bad habits. We've heard about bad habits before, you know? People
AVS Media Demo.
So given over to sin and temptation. They've committed some sins over and over again. Instead of doing the things in the beginning or even later on to break the bad habit because they know it's sinful, make some kind of lame excuse.
AVS Media Demo.
Help it. That's just I get angry a lot. There's nothing I can do. It is my temperament. I steal greatly whenever I can see things. I know it's wrong.
AVS Media Demo.
That temptation comes, I just can't stop giving into it. I curse and I swear. I know it's unchristian. I know it's unholy. I know it's a bad example to other people, especially when I bring God's name.
AVS Media Demo.
And a bad example I show to other people and have them fall into sin as well. I scandalize my brother. I know that. But it's too hard. I give into temptations against purity.
AVS Media Demo.
Thought comes to mind, action happens, bad habit. Well, I don't know how it happened. Well, I don't know. Well, I know I've got a bad habit, and I just can't break it. As if that's a good excuse.
AVS Media Demo.
Jesus falls so quickly the third time. The habit of suffering is in him. The body is so weak right now, it just takes a couple of steps. And he falls.
AVS Media Demo.
Bad habits in us are worse than what we can imagine about what it is in us, especially the unrepentant ones. Remember, once we've gotten into a bad habit, we started...
AVS Media Demo.
Didn't care so much, so that means every act we perform of that bad habit, especially if that bad habit is a mortal sin, I'm just saying, I don't know where it's coming from, or just a temptation, so what, this, like that, and I fall back into the same bad habit over and over again.
AVS Media Demo.
And I can't say, well, my will, it just doesn't seem strong enough here, because, well, it's a habit in me, I just can't break it. If you want to, you will do it. When your parents taught you how to walk, do you think they let
AVS
you stand
Media
there
Demo.
Crying or even sitting on the ground after you'd fallen on your bottom for the 14th time trying to walk? Because I can't do it. It's too hard, Mom. It's too hard, Dad. I can't walk. Just leave me alone.
AVS Media Demo.
And what do your parents, good loving parents, do? You're going to get up. And you're going to walk. And you're going to find out that is a whole lot easier to keep standing up than it is to keep falling on your bottom and getting hurt. And that's the training.
AVS Media Demo.
Same thing when we learn how to talk and to write, computer, drive cars, a job you might have, school. All these things are habits that we learn. We will willingly go through any hard time for
AVS
any habit
Media
that we
Demo.
Need to build up because it's what I want to do. But why was it for sinful habits? I'm the weakest person on the face of the earth. I can't overcome them. What kind of people are we? Jesus.
AVS Media Demo.
At this third call, the grace to conquer every bad habit we have. Bad habits of mortal sin, bad habits of venial sin, even bad habits.
AVS Media Demo.
Fault. That we don't get rid of right away, that can weaken us, have us fall into venial sin, weaken us some more, and then the temptation comes from mortal sin, and boom, we fall. We've got to
AVS
learn
Media Demo.
Overcoming bad habits of any kind, of any nature. I'm a child of God. Like St. Paul says, such things as these should not so much as be named among me as being a child of God.
AVS Media Demo.
In that great dignity, it doesn't mean anything to us. That's our fault. The grace is here to break those bad habits.
AVS Media Demo.
Meditate on what Jesus did for us in this third fall, what he shows to us, and ask for the help that we need. To conquer all that.
AVS Media Demo.
The grace of God is there. It can be done. But if we wimp out and say, I'm not, you know, I can't do this. Yeah, I'm supposed to be a child of God. Well, that's probably just too heavy of a burden.
AVS Media
right
Demo.
Let me get to when I'm 30 and 40 years old. Let me get when I'm 50 years old. Let me get when I retire. Then I'll start working on it. People get in that frame of mind. That's dangerous.
AVS Media Demo.
So Jesus now stands probably in the open gate by this point. The Roman soldiers have picked him up. They're helping him. I don't know where Simon of Cyrene is. He doesn't show up to us anymore. Not even in tradition. But yet,
AVS Media Demo.
Abandoning Jesus, but he's just not close by. Probably got lost, sucked up into the crowd. But Jesus is there. He looks up now. And sees Calvary. For you and I, if we looked at the place of our execution, knowing the
AVS Media Demo,
the fear that would come into us, the trembling and all that would happen. Jesus looked at Calvary with joy, would desire him as he desired to have this. This is everything his Father wants and more.
AVS Media Demo.
To overcome our sins. It is just a few steps more. A lot more pain. A lot more suffering. Yes. But this is why I came into the world. Is to die there.
AVS Media Demo.
It is in front of me. Let's keep that thought and reflection in his mind. Until we meet again next Wednesday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
AVS Media Demo.